I wanted to address an issue. I wanted to address an issue that I think is all too often not addressed in modern Orthodoxy and modern Orthodox yeshivas and day schools. I think that generally there is a tendency not to have very much in the way of mussar. Sometimes when there is mussar, it's always about the wrong things or focuses on the wrong things. But this is a particular issue that I think is really, I think it's something we need to talk about more. And I just happened, for whatever reasons, preparing for something else, preparing the beginning of Or HaChaim, and reading the passages in the Tur, and a little bit of the Beis Yosef, and in the particular Ramon Shulchan Aruch, I think that there's some very important things that we fail to remind ourselves of on a regular basis, which I think sort of bear repeating and bear thinking about a little bit, and I think it's something that we should talk about more often. You know, interestingly enough, and I'm not going to talk about this, but one of the things that the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah quote, I forget who first says it, there are six mitzvos tmidios. There are six constant mitzvos. Amongst them are a belief in the Ribono Shel Olam, and Yichud HaBorei, Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. And I think that while those are sort of very specific mitzvos, although they're somewhat amorphous, I think the comments in Shulchan Aruch are really worth thinking about what it means to be a Torah observant Jew. And the Mechaber writes simply that Yisgaber Ka'ari Lamod Baboker Lavodas Boro Shehuma Ora Shachar. Okay, it's good. You should get up early. I don't know. You should get up with energy and zest to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. The Rama writes, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, Hu Klal Gadol BaTorah. The notion of living as if God is always present with you is the Klal Gadol in Torah, Uvimalos HaTzadikim Eshar Hochem Lefnei HaLevkim. It's really a central point. You know, I think that there's a tendency in Rabbinic Judaism not to talk about God so much. And it's okay not to talk about God, but it's not okay not to have a sense of being in the Ribono Shalom's presence. He says, the Rama, ki en yeshivas ha'adam utuna osa va'asaka v'levada v'beso. There's no comparison between the way you sit and the way you move and what you do when you're alone in your house. Ki yeshivaso utuna osa va'asaka v'lefnei melech gadol, as if you were standing in front of the king, in front of the president. V'lo diburo v'archavas piv kirtzono, and the way you speak and the way you literally widen your mouth, but you take liberties. Who am anche beso krovav when you're just with your family and relatives, kidiburo b'moshav melech, as opposed to when you're speaking in the presence of a king. Kol shekein, k'sheyasim ha'adam elibo, shehamelech ha'gadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher meloch ala aretz kevodo, omed alav v'roa b'masav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything, witnesses everything, and he quotes the psukim. And the Ramah continues a little later, that based upon this, miyad yegia elav hayirav hachna b'pachar Hashem yisparach u'boshem enu tamid. A person thinks about that, it induces awe and humility and a sense of shame in the presence of God. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in what is a famous Gemara in Brachos, I think at the end, near the end of the fourth parak, when he was on his deathbed, his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, bless us. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, may it be that your fear of heaven is as great as your fear of man. So his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, that's it? So he said to them, yeah, because you know, when people are tempted to do the wrong thing, so they look around and they want to see whether anybody else is watching them. But they don't sort of stop to say, but the Ribono Shel Olam is watching me. So if a person's Mora Shamayim were simply equal to their Mora of Basar Vadam, then they would sin less often. Now obviously this is a very difficult concept because the reality is we live our lives with pressures and temptations. And certainly it is often hard. It's hard to envision the Ribono Shel Olam present, or it's hard to restrain oneself. One is Moraheta for oneself. And certainly, Chazal do state that if a person is Misha Roa, Sheyitzro Misgabra Lov, Yilbash Chorim, Vyisate Shchorim, Vyelech Lamakom, Sheymakirna Soviyasa Mashaliba Chafetz. That if a person is going to do an Avera, better to do it Bitsina than to be Mechala Shem Shemaim Befar Hesia. But nonetheless, we're supposed to try to live our lives with a sense that we're always in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, and our behaviors and our actions should be directed as such. Now, Mitzad Echad, the Ramah says, And this is really what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. The Torah actually quotes this as the basis for what the Rama now quotes. A person, the Torah begins his sefer by quoting Ben Azai, whose first statement in Avos, of the four things that he told us to be, was Have Az Kinome. It means to be bold and brazen like a leopard. So the Torah explains that sometimes there are people who will refrain or will think about refrain from doing a mitzvah, from behaving properly, because other people will mock them. And he says that a person is supposed to be meis panim in a passive sense, not internally, not externally. Ha'asas panim is not a good midah to breed. To stand up against that and to do the right thing. Not to be embarrassed from other people, not to refrain. In the same way that you should have a sense of the Ribono Shel Olam, therefore, in a sense, don't do the wrong thing. That is one side of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. But that, in a certain sense, is a little bit of a negative message. It's an important message, but it's a sort of what not to do. But I think there's a second tzad, which is the aspirational tzad. A sense of getting up in the morning and realizing that it's a new day to do God's work. The Aruch HaShulchan writes here, he begins, Aruch Chaim, by quoting a pasuk from Nishrei, Aruch Chaim lemal lemaskil, leman sur mishol mata. The path of life is lemala for the maskil, is upwards, leman sur mishol mata, in order to avoid purgatory below. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the second day created the angels, and on the fifth day he created the animals. The angels serve God, and they have no Yetzer Hara. The animals have a Yetzer Hara, but they have no intelligence. And therefore, he says, the Malachim receive no Schar for what they do, because they have no Yetzer Hara to tempt them to do otherwise. The Behemos, you can't punish, because they have no Das. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the sixth day created human beings. And human beings are created from both the heavenly and the earthly. We have the aspects of being a behema, of having desires, of having needs, having physical needs. And on the other hand, we have a neshama that the Ribbono Shel Olam granted us, a higher das, like the angels. Ki ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Our goal in life, in effect, is to be like the angels. We live as part of the physical world. We have to do a lot of things in order to take care of our needs. And I don't think he's suggesting this as an ascetic philosophy, but whenever we engage in our physical needs, part of doing so should be with the sense that it's part of doing things so that we can ultimately serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We eat and we drink so that we are healthy, so that we're able to engage in avodas habore, whether it's learning Torah, whether it's engaging gemilas chasadim, however we make the world a better place. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to enjoy the food that you eat. It doesn't mean that you should eat the worst tasting food. But it means that our achila should be endowed with a sense of kedusha, a sense of avodas habore. And that was Shlomo HaMelech's point in Mishlei, that the Orach Chaim Lamala Lamaskil Leman Sur Mishal Mata, is that if we live in a world, and unfortunately we do live in a society that is steeped in materialism, that is steeped in hedonism, where everything is the pursuit of pleasure, whether it's the culinary pleasure, whether it's the sexual pleasure, whether it's the pleasure of wealth, we live in a society that is almost it's the Avodah Zarah. Everything is the pursuit of the mundane. That's the nefesh habehema. That's the animal aspect to human existence. But what it means to be an Eved Hashem, what it means to be a Ben Torah, a true Ben Torah, and true Bnei Torah are hard to tell. You can't tell the way they're dressed. You can't tell by the way they live. To be a real Ben Torah means to aspire to be like the angels, to aspire that what you look for in life is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that, yes, you might enjoy some of the aspects of the world, but that really fundamentally should be a tafel in one's thinking. The ikar is how we serve God. My definition of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam is not limited to a narrow Dalet Amos of Talmud Torah. I think there are many ways of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I think that sometimes Talmud Torah is emphasized too much at the cost of many people for whom Talmud Torah cannot and should not be the primary avenue of Avodas Hashem. It's a necessary element for everybody, but for most people it probably should not be and cannot be the primary element. There are many ways. There are many ways of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the world outside of Talmud Torah. Gemilus Chasadim, Tikkun HaOlam, there are all sorts of ways that one brings the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence into the world. When we wake up in the morning, we should try to wake up with a sense of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit, that every day, and in some sense every moment, is an opportunity to pursue bringing Ol Malchus Shamayim into the world. Not what is the latest thing that I'm going to chase after today, what is this, what is that. And yes, we are often beset with many, many real physical needs. And this is not an argument that we should be ascetic and that we should neglect those needs. But whatever we pursue, whatever all of our actions that we do, should be invested with the sense of Kedusha, the sense that what I'm doing is part of living a life of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And even when I'm doing things that address the animal aspects of our existence, I understand that their purpose is fundamentally secondary, and they're only there so that I can continue to serve God and to bring His Shechina into the world. Good Shabbos.